Check this out. I got some cool music from YouTube Studio and whatnot. Shout out to YouTube Studio. Thank you very much for offering these royalty-free sounds. I love them very much. It's I'm having a great time recording this. It's going to be a really, really fun adventure. As I mentioned before on the live, I've gotten some new equipment. I've gotten some new gadgets and gizmos to help like build this podcast up. So if you were just joining me, I'm having some people join on TikTok. Hello, my name is Jack. I live in Ohio. I'm Gen Z. I'm progressive. I'm proud. I'm passionate. And I'm doing what I can to stand up. It's really nice to meet you. So I wanted to talk today about how we need a lot more Bernie Sanders, both in the Democratic Party, both as independents and leaders that we need to all rally behind and to really take a stand and say, hey, these are the people that are actually doing something about shit. They are doing something about taking a stand up for what is right and doing so in an authentic, genuine manner that is actively helping the human condition. For me, something I am very passionate about, something that I'm very angry about, is that the Democratic Party, as it currently stands, is not supporting all of these different people that we need to see in leadership. Like, AOC recently tried to get on the Oversight Committee, and she is, unfortunately, not going to be the ranking member on there. But what I am excited about is that there's a large, genuine push for the Democratic Party to get more progressive, to get more populist, to really and truly speak to what is going on and how we can improve people's cost of living crisis issues, the grocery price issue, so many different issues that we as Americans are facing on a day-to-day and we need to get talked about. So a little bit of background about me. Yeah, I am very progressive. I want people to not have to suffer on a day-to-day basis and work solely to live. So many people are out there are struggling to make ends meet on a day-to-day basis, and I want the Democratic Party to focus and shift onto that just as much as we are talking about the social issues. Because are you running for local office, Bastard the Cat? I am not, at least not at the moment. So, Bastard the Cat, great to meet you. Great to see you here. No, I am not running for any office, at least at the moment. What I am doing is I'm here to speak up and to take a stand for what is right, not just for my Ohioans, but for all people across the United States and the world. So many people's lives are affected now by C-suite executives, top-down billionaire agendas, and it is actively hurting the 99% of us who are trying to make ends meet. I've seen so many of my fellow young people right now hurting and suffering because this economy and economic system is not favorable to us. There are so many issues with rents. There are so many issues with other cost of living issues. And I am so worried that not enough is being done to do it. Let me guess, you're creating a movement. Courtney, hey, no, I don't believe I'm making a movement. I don't believe I'm doing anything. What I am doing is speaking my voice out, and if it resonates with people and if it inspires people to do something, to really take a stand and get out there, that is what that's what I'm hopeful about. The veteran epidemic has been going on. Yeah, that's exactly it too. One of the things that I think is if someone is working to better their country and to protect the rights and freedoms of people in this country, they should have the greatest amount of protection and care once they're done with their service. Now, what I am very angry and upset about is that not only we are not taking care of veterans, but we're also not properly taking care of some of the other people who are on the front lines. We're not actively taking care of teachers. We're not actively taking care of people in the service industry. A whole host of different industries right now are suffering, and it makes me sick. How is it fair that people in the top executive departments of many and all corporations, how is it fair that they get multi-million dollar salaries and benefits, whereas the 99% of us are struggling to make ends meet? You know, one of the other things that I've noticed about this too is that with still rising gas prices and whatnot, and people having to decide, okay, I have these $500. Am I going to spend this $500 only on my rent, or am I only going to spend it on food, or am I only going to spend it on healthcare? There's a whole host of different issues that we have with this, that at least I see with this. You know, it's really funny when people think other people aren't struggling. I see someone in my comments on my TikTok live. Yeah, there are a lot of problems that people are facing. A lot of people are struggling, and it's a shame that some people invalidate that. You know, I'm relatively privileged in that I live in an apartment. I'm here with my husband. I am here with my neighbors. I have some really excellent neighbors. And it's hard. It's hard because, like, when we have rent increases and a lack of compensation, at least monetarily, with our jobs, and I'm talking generally, not specifically referring to my situation, but that adds up. And a lot of people, especially in my area in Cincinnati, it's getting harder to find more affordable places to rent. I mean, I recently graduated from the University of Cincinnati, what, about over a year and a half ago, give or take. It's really hard because I see my fellow students still trying to struggle to buy a home. I mean, if you look way back, like 70, 80 years ago, it was so easy for people to own a home on one person's salary. And yet nowadays, people have to bust their butts to try to really make sure that they are all good to go with not just their rents, but also their utilities, grocery prices. I mean, hey, it's not getting easier for any of us. Now, don't get me wrong, there's still a whole issue of left versus right and, like, the social issues. And I'm all, full disclosure, I'm always going to stand with those who are being marginalized and people who are being victimized. I think we are all on this earth. We are all trying to make it through each day to better ourselves and hopefully our neighbors and loved ones around us. And in just seeing how some people who have the means to help people who don't use those means to help people, it drives me crazy. Like, if we really wanted to, we could, and at least from my perspective, should issue policies out there that actively increase people's quality of living to make sure that we deal with our poverty issue. We need full systematic healthcare reform, starting with Medicare for All. I'm a huge fan of Medicare for All. If you are in Cincy proper, join the charter rights. They were fitted. Okay, so this is coming from B the Cat. I'm not sure if I could say this for my for the actual podcast, but Bastard the Cat. That's something interesting. I'll have to check them out. Cordy, come on. It's not necessarily about being tough. So Cordy in the chat is the person who made a claim earlier that the 99% of us aren't suffering. And it's like, okay, that's a very privileged thing to say. In any case, so what I really want to specifically talk about here is that we do need more people like Bernie Sanders in office. We need people who are authentically passionate about actively improving the human condition, who have experience being on the front lines, who have gone to protests, who have gone and joined solidarity movements, who have the support of unions, who have support of all the organizations and nonprofits that have actively helped to better the community. Those are the politicians and leaders I want. And I hope that someone in the DNC and the Democratic National Committee or the Democratic apparatus is going to shift into this, because we cannot afford to continue playing by business as usual. That's how we got Donald Trump twice. And I credit the Biden administration for doing everything he could, and that was also not enough. And we have to be honest and uptruth about that, because people still, at the end of the day, while the Biden administration passed good legislation, that legislation did not effectively address people's concerns in the immediate term. Now, do I think that we currently have a good economy that Trump is going to mess up? Yes, I do. I also know that it's not going to be helpful for us to... Izzy, thank you so much. Izzy, thank you. It's so great to see you here. It really just, there's just a whole host of things that we need to do. And that's just why I'm so grateful that we see someone like AOC taking a leadership role and start to actively organize and build people together. Like, and that's something that I think that has been to the Democrats' disadvantage, is that we have not invested enough in candidates like AOC, like Bernie Sanders, and really get their messaging out. Because there's hardly anyone I know that is... there's hardly anyone I know that really knows a lot of mainstream Democrats other than Biden and Bernie Sanders and AOC. And one of the things I've realized and thought about this is that That's because Bernie Sanders and AOC are authentic. They are passionately authentic. They are able to channel all of their energies into exactly what they mean. And don't get me wrong, they are not perfect human beings. They're not perfect politicians. They don't support everything I say, and that's a good thing. Like, I'd rather have someone who I could support 80% of the time, generally speaking, still have disagreements about some of the final aspects on certain policies, but if someone is actively out there trying to improve the human condition for everyone who is making $400,000 and less, that is really important to me. That's something I want to see in a leader, and I'm not going to blindly support any leader going forward unless they actively have a plan and stand behind that plan to address these things. Like, I have issues with people at the Ohio State House, both Republican and Democrat, obviously more Republicans than Democrats, but some Democrats deserve some of the blame too. Now, what I am grateful for is that we have some new leadership coming in at the Ohio State House. We have a lot of good things coming through. For example, we recently broke the Ohio GOP's supermajority in our State House, and that's going to be phenomenal because the worst of the policies of the far right are not going to be as easily implemented and sent to Governor DeWine's desk as they are now. So I made the number 400,000. And so TRW805 on my TikTok live says, why 400,000? Well, I'll tell you why. So President Biden made a pledge that people making $400,000 or less would not see their taxes go up. And so there's hardly anyone, first off, there's hardly anyone I know that makes 400,000. I don't know many. I know even less millionaires and even less billionaires. Suffice it to say, I don't know anyone who makes that much money in those tax brackets, but people who make $400,000 or less a year, those are the people, at least how I see things, is within the 99% of us that are trying to make ends meet. What I am actively excited to see is AOC doing more and taking a stand and being bolder, as well as the Congressional Progressive Caucus. They are actively trying to push forward a means of sharing, hey, this X, Y, and Z policy is going to help us in the long run. And that's at the end of the day, that's what we want. That's what I want to see. How are my grocery prices going to be going down and be better for myself and my family? How is the cost of living going to be eased? Will we start building more affordable housing? Will we start to actively combat climate change? Are we actively working on improving our infrastructure? The Biden administration did some of that, and some of that was done really well. A lot of it was effective, and we still have not seen that translate into immediate action for those of us who are, who are in the 99%. I really don't understand why some people think that any billionaire made their money perfectly legally and morally good. There's no billionaire on this earth that has made all of their money legally, especially morally. And I say that because when I go to the grocery store and I see people at Kroger who are making less than $15 an hour, and that's the person's only income. In Cincinnati, we have seen the greatest increase of our rental costs than any other city in the country. And when I saw that, that really was disheartening, not just to see for the people who live here, but our image on the national stage, and to say, what are we doing about it? What I really am wanting to see, what I'm really wanting to help change and channel, is making sure that we have the means to help better the human condition for our fellow human beings. So one way I see that is enacting a 4-day work week, having a 32-hour work week, so that way people have more time for their families, their loved ones, their hobbies. People in ensuring that no one is within the poverty level, and if someone is, making sure that they have all greatest accessibility to good food, water, and housing as possible. Because I personally think that we should start judging our society by how we treat the most vulnerable and the most susceptible to poor economic conditions. Because if you don't support those people, how can you say that you are the best country in the world? You know, I see so many people out there struggling day to day. Some people standing by the highways. I see people, at least in some parts of Cincinnati, pushing shopping carts around. I want to make sure that those people get the support they need. I wholeheartedly believe that that starts by improving the social safety net, making sure that we have greater resources going into the community, and in so doing, have a compounding interest effect of saying, okay, we were able to help these people. How are we able to help better more people? Ohio, we have to get ready for the massive amount of climate migrants who are going to be coming into this region because of climate change. There are going to be places in the United States that are not going to be habitable because of climate change in a few years, decades. I forget what the models of the recent projections show, but it's coming one way or another, and we have to be ready for that. I am very, very excited about what can happen to the Democratic Party and how we can get more people active and engaged in transforming the party in a manner such that we see comparable to FDR and the New Deal era. Because they were able to get shit done in that era. They were able to get hundreds of bills passed, effective legislation like Social Security that has profoundly impacted and benefited the American population as a whole. We don't have that apparatus yet. We don't have that sufficient means. True enough, we have a means of uniting all the Democratic parties with the DNC, but we need to have leaders that work to prioritize progressive candidates and candidates that support these issues that people are facing day to day. Yeah, I will always stand with those who are being victimized and objectified. I will also stand with those who are suffering in poverty conditions. Why should we subsidize billionaires and millionaires while we are doing all the hard work? Why should we do that? Why is it fair for us to do, as collectively as a society, most of the work while people at the top make some of the decisions for us? That doesn't seem fair to me, especially when you consider that a lot of our supply chain is consolidated by 4 or 5 major corporations. It's like an oligarchy. It's not like an oligarchy, it is oligarchy, especially when you have these companies putting millions and millions of dollars into elections all across the country. There's so much to do. There's so much to do, and it's going to be even harder now that we have 4 years of Donald Trump again. However, I still think that it's going to be good to have people like AOC and Bernie Sanders further take charge and work to further change the party apparatus, because the party apparatus, at least as I see it right now, is not being nearly as effective enough as they can. Why don't you, so TRW805 on my TikTok live says, why don't you accomplish something so you can help the poor? Well, I have actually. I have been a member of a campaign. I've been a campaign treasurer. I've been a campaign coordinator. I've been a campaign manager. I have helped to actively get some good candidates elected. I have helped to write some policies. I have done a decent amount of community service, not nearly as much as I would like to. But those are some of the things that I'm very passionate and proud of. And I do what I can to fight and stand for the people and issues I care about. So that's just a little bit about me. I'm not sure what the Democratic Party is going to be looking like in the next few years. I believe there's going to be a lot of change. I believe there's going to be a lot of needed change. And I say needed change. It is change that does need to happen, because we can't continue having a party apparatus that does the same neo-lib agenda. We need to have a party apparatus that focuses entirely, or if not entirely, a substantial amount of people and benefiting their housing conditions, their food conditions, their healthcare conditions, any and all things to help ease life for people. Because a lot of people I know who are good people, they work hard, they try to do everything right. No one's catching a break. And that's the reality of it. It doesn't matter if you're red or blue, Democrat, Republican. If you are in the 99% of us, if you are in the tax brackets that is $400,000 or less, you and I are all in this together, because we truly are not going to see anyone come to help us except for when we do it for ourselves. That's why unions are a great, great advocacy group. That's why nonprofits are good groups. That's why people who are involved in coordinating some of these groups together, so needed. I am so grateful and appreciative of so much that we need to get up to. I really want to see more leaders come forward. I want to see greater investment into young people. I want to see greater impacts and great Gen Z advocates start to take the lead and to have the means to say, hey, enough is enough. I hate what is happening to my neighbors. I hate what is happening to my loved ones. I want my loved ones to have a better living condition than I do. I want my family to have a better living condition than I do. And my generation is the first confirmed generation where our general standard of living has gone down compared to the past generation. And that has never happened before in the history of this country. And I think to myself, why is that? It's not that hard to figure out when you have major corporations controlling essentially most of our supply chain, all of the groceries we see. We see a lot of investments into media controlling the major news channels. I mean, there's something to be said about how certain narratives shape your view. And again, I will always support people who feel marginalized or who feel that their voices are not heard. And I will also make sure that I use my voice as a means to say, hey, we have a food issue. We have a housing issue in this country. We have a healthcare issue in this country. And I'm not seeing enough done being talked about that. And I'm not sure if you listening right now on the podcast or if anyone's listening on live feels the same way. But what I do know is I know that there are people out there who are hurting under these conditions and need some changes. I've heard some rumblings about like protests happening sometime in January before the election. I think that there's going to be a protest for healthcare on the 19th, something like that, January 19th. I need to research that some more, and I encourage you to do so too. Because this right now is a critical time to get active, to get organized, to really get into a means to stand up for ourselves. It's really important for us to unite in solidarity and say, hey, my fellow neighbors, my fellow human beings, why don't we come together and say, we can make the change that we want to see. We can get to where we all have a decent wage if we wanted to. We can get to where we all had good housing conditions and good health care if we wanted to. All we have to do is just think of it in that mindset and then come together and say, hey, yes, we have some of these other issues. Can we address the living conditions first? I mean, that it makes sense to me in that way. I don't know why it wouldn't make sense for other people. I mean, hey, we're all living in the same economic conditions. It's hard for most of us, especially when you see rising grocery costs, rising food costs, rising housing costs, energy costs, you know, property taxes. I don't have a home yet, but I would like to, but I can't afford a home because most of the homes are way out of the price range. Someone who's on my TikTok live is asking some ridiculous questions. Who, for example, this person's named Mike, and he said, who created these economic conditions? The billionaires did. Billionaires and C-suite executives. BlackRock is set to own 50% of all single-family homes. That's a terrible thing. That's a terrible thing. I don't think a single entity should own 50% of all single-family homes. And if someone thinks that that's okay, well, then you're part of the problem. It's so important that people start realizing we don't have to live like this, that we don't have to deal with these unfortunate economic conditions. And that is why I believe we need more people like Bernie Sanders and AOC, because they are genuinely trying to uplift people to have this better life and living condition. Having a 15 minimum wage across the board, having a Medicare for All plan implemented, working on the Green New Deal, making sure that we actively solve these things to better our economy, but most importantly, the earth and the people that are in it. Jerry G, yeah, we do. We do need a messenger. Hopefully, with my voice and those who are watching on TikTok or listening to my podcast, I hope that this inspires you in some way, shape, or form to get active. Because if we don't get active, if we don't get involved, then the world is just going to use our inability to make action against us. So for me, I would rather use everything that I can to help better and benefit this world, to make sure that my friends, my loved ones, and my community has as much support as they can. In the new year, what I'm doing is I'm going to be looking for a new job. I've recently been just looking around, seeing where else I can go for work. I am looking forward to that, looking forward to that prospect. What I'm also really excited for is just to see who and what organizations are out there that are going to stand up, that are going to demand change and accountability, that are going to demand that we need more progressives and people who work on the issues that working families face on a day-to-day basis. I mean, we need help. We need help with our food costs. We need help with our water costs. We need help with our energy costs. We need help with our housing costs. We need help with so many things, and not enough people are talking about it. Which is why I'm excited for these protests. That's why I'm excited for these strikes, because that is people out there demanding change and accountability and doing what they need to do to make that heard. Because if we never had strikes in this country, if we've never had unions, we'd still be working 12 hours a day, 6 days a week. Even worse in some conditions. And that's the other thing, too. There's a whole lot that can and needs to be done to be discussed on that. I'm going to say that for another episode, though. What I am looking forward to, and what I am going to be doing with every breath I can, especially when January 20th is coming up, is to voice what I am seeing from this side of the world in Ohio, seeing what's going on in Cincinnati, Ohio, the United States, North America, and just be accountable to others, but most importantly myself, to say, hey, did I do enough to make good change today? And that's what's important to me. My name is Jack. I am just an Ohioan. It is really great to speak with you all today. I'm looking forward to adding some more sound effects, testing some more equipment out, and this has been another episode of Just an Ohioan. Thank you very much for tuning in. Looking forward to seeing y'all soon on the next episode, if not sooner. Take care.